The United Nations Refugee Agency is urging aid donors to meet their commitments to fund the repatriation of Afghan refugees and not let the Iraq crisis divert their attentions. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Ruud Lubbers says that some donor countries have already been late in providing funds to support this year's program to repatriate more than 1 million Afghan refugees. Mr. Lubbers was speaking at a news conference in the Pakistani capital at the end of a visit to Afghanistan. He urged the international donors to meet their financial obligations made after the ouster of the Taliban more than a year ago.
I fear that Iraq diverts attention. So I'm concerned. Everybody is a bit nervous about Iraq. It would be a fatal mistake to neglect the need to build a peaceful Afghanistan.
There are an estimated 4 million Afghan refugees in Pakistan and Iran. Most of them fled their homes because of 23 years of war and a prolonged drought in Afghanistan that began in 1998. Security and economic conditions have improved since a U.S.-led anti-terrorism coalition removed the Taliban from power more than a year ago. This has encouraged nearly 2 million refugees, most of them from Pakistan, to return home under a UN-sponsored voluntary repatriation program. UN High Commissioner Lubbers says that Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United Nations will sign an agreement this month on repatriating the remaining refugees in Pakistan over the next 3 years. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.